Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 101 of Ask Pat. Happy to be here and happy to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Oscar over in Chile. What's up, Oscar? But before we get to your question, we're going to talk about the sponsor for today's episode, which is ZipRecruiter.com. This is sort of a new, it's been around for a while, but this is a new site that a lot of people are starting to enjoy because it makes it incredibly easy to hire people for your business. Instead of going out there to all the different job sites and putting out the type of person that you want and getting candidates from each of those sites and all those different places, it's going to be a headache. You can go to ziprecruiter.com/pat, and with one post, you could submit to 50 plus job boards, all with one submission, and it highlights the best candidates for you. A lot of people who have listened to the show and have gone through the service are loving it, and I can't recommend it enough if you're looking to hire people to help you and your business, large or small. So again, that's ziprecruiter.com/pat. All right, now let's get to today's question from Oscar.
Hey, Pat. This is Oscar from Chile. I want to record the screen of my computer. I have a Mac, actually, and which one is easier to use, the Camstasia or the one for Mac that you recommend, ScreenFlow? Thanks.
Hey, Oscar, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. You know, screen recording is one of my all-time favorite things to do. And when I was first starting video online, I was extremely shy. I wasn't really comfortable putting my face on screen, and screen capturing and doing screen recordings was the step I needed to get comfortable with doing video, which eventually led to me putting my face on camera, which eventually led to me now going on stage and performing and doing keynotes and things like that at different events. So I have screen recording to thank for that. And I love screen recording also because it's a great way to teach. You know, there are certain things in all niches that are just easier to do with video, especially when you are recording what you're doing on your screen. Perhaps it's a website that you're going through and you're just kind of talking through it as you go along, and people can actually watch the movie of you doing that. That's what a screen recording is. You recording what is on your screen. A lot of people use the trick of screen recording themselves doing a PowerPoint presentation. That way it captures it into a movie and boom, you have a presentation right there, which you can put onto YouTube or embed on your website or both. And you know, screen recording videos that I've done in the past have led to hundreds of thousands, actually over a million different views on YouTube and a lot of affiliate income as well. Now, the funny thing about the software, and Oscar, you're asking about two pieces of software, Camtasia or ScreenFlow. Which one's easier to use? Which one is better? And to be honest, they are neck and neck for me. I am always going back and forth between the two. This is one of the most common questions I get when it comes to video. Which one do I use, Camtasia or ScreenFlow? Well, if you are a PC/Windows user, it's easy for you because you can't use ScreenFlow. ScreenFlow is only for Mac. However, there is Camtasia Studios. That's the full name for the PC user, Camtasia Studios. So just look that up, or you can go to askpat.com/Camtasia. That'll take you to a blog post with a little bit more explanation and some videos to demonstrate the sort of ScreenFlow/Camtasia ability. But if you're a PC user, that's it. It's Camtasia Studio. There are other free softwares out there that, you know, Camtasia does come with a little bit of a cost. But, you know, it's worth it. I mean, the software is so easy to use. It's so easy. Just click a button, and then there's a little countdown timer, and then boom, you're recording. And then and when you post edit, you can just change the screen size and just focus on that little part of the screen that you want to record on. You can add more recordings. You can drag and drop. You can add music. You can do text. You can do transitions. You can do audio on top it. On top of it, it's just so awesome. And guess what? ScreenFlow is exactly the same way. And I am always going back and forth because they keep adding, both companies keep adding new features and better features. And, you know, they both have green screen capability, I believe. And they both have time lapse capability. You know, it's just once one comes out with one, another comes out with that one, and another one comes out with another one. It's just, seriously, I would flip a coin at this point if I were you. I am right now using ScreenFlow, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to use Camtasia. I have both pieces of software, but I would just pick one. Both get amazing reviews, and that's you know, I can't say which one to use because I use both, and I love them both. So I know that's very weird and confusing, but it's just one of those things. Camtasia is great. ScreenFlow is great, you know, so if whichever one you want to use, maybe whichever one sounds better to you, you go to that one. You go to askpat.com/Camtasia, or you can go to askpat.com/ScreenFlow, and they're both relatively same price, and that's all I could say. So when it comes to screen recording, really, if you are scared of doing video, screen recording is the way to go. Again, if you want to go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/smartpassiveincome, you'll see a number of the older videos were all screen recorded videos, and you'll see just how bad they were. They were terrible. I look at them now and I cringe a little bit, especially because the audio wasn't that good either. But those videos helped a lot of people get started in doing what they needed to do based on whatever that tutorial is that I was sharing. Typically, the videos I do are walkthroughs or step-by-step tutorials to help people do something that, you know, where it just makes sense to do a video for it. That it would be hard to do, or harder to do in a blog post, or almost impossible to do with just audio. So keep that in mind. Try to discover the things in your brand, the things that your audience would love to see you do. That's what video is for. It's for seeing. And then you can use screen recording software like ScreenFlow or Camtasia to make it happen and make it really, really simple for you. I'm at a point now where I can create a, for example, 10-minute tutorial video on ScreenFlow or Camtasia in about a half hour. You know, it would take me much longer to write a blog post, and it would just be too confusing to teach that on just audio. So screen record, you could even, you know, if you can get really good with the editing with those pieces of software, again, it's so easy. I use both Camtasia and ScreenFlow to edit videos normally. Even if I don't do screen recordings, I'm doing, you know, I record a video with a DSLR camera or a handheld or my iPhone. I just plop those videos right into the timeline in ScreenFlow or Camtasia, and I can edit. I can do transitions. Best and final tip I have for you is don't forget about the audio. You know, the audio is just as important as the video. If there's a video and it's great and has all this great content that you're looking at, but the audio is terrible, it's not, people aren't going to listen to it. You have to have good audio if you're going to have great video. So make sure to, you know, get some good equipment. And I talk a lot about equipment in my podcasting tutorial. If you go to podcastingtutorial.com, the first video on that page, 6 videos on there, the first one talks all about the best audio equipment and stuff. So, you know, simple answer, both are great. But I wanted to give you more tips and more from my experience with screen recording. So, Oscar, thank you so much for the question today. An Ask Pat t-shirt is going to be flown overseas and head your way. So I can't wait to see a video, or not a video. We're talking about video. That's why it's on my mind. But I can't wait to see a picture of you wearing the shirt. And if you wanted to take a video, that'd be cool too. Good luck. Thank you so much. And for those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, potentially win an Ask Pat t-shirt, just head on over to askpat.com. There's a widget right there where you can ask a question right there on that page using your internal mic or your headset or whatever mic you have handy. And of course, I want to give a special thank you to today's sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter. Again, that URL to get amazing and convenient hiring done for you is at ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. Again, just one action submitted to 50 job boards. They highlight the best candidates from all of those different job boards for you. Just makes it so easy. And you could set up a free account right now, ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. And as always, I'm going to end with a quote. And this quote today comes from Brian Tracy. He says, "Leaders think and talk about the solutions. Followers think and talk about the problems." Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Ask Pat. And again, if you'd like to get information about the player that is shown on askpat.com, that's going to be released publicly on June 12th. That's Thursday, June 12th. If you go to smartpodcastplayer.com, you can go ahead and check that out and sign up there. Take care. I'll see you in the next episode. Peace. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.